Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Look at such a beautiful woman with dignity. Somebody can just take them and just trample them under their feet because of choices and decisions. Apostle Daniel says that he will not multiply empire. So be would you be bana so be warena nwe shira so amamo. Okonu woko papa we niswe nyena sem. Mungo ware. Me sa akumani mini. I don't have that. Oh brebe hame. Ti minti min ma wungo tum. Oh bra ebe hame. But Apostle Daniel so on ye tipa empire o mo. I love the man of God. I just love him. Because me wahana ngrofuo, I've seen about 4 people married in this church. And I've seen 3, you know, of them. 2 have divorced. Here in Alabaster. But we didn't choose the people for them. Yeah, and what I'm about this guy is sweet, he's loving, he's fine. They could see him, and I'm there. Oh, yes, I would try. Let's pray about it, Papa. We prayed about the BBI. Fine. Apostle Daniel saw a multiply empire. Fine, I'll get you. So, on Sunday, whilst I started the service, I was talking to you about encounter. In the W3 service, I said, I do not have to talk to you about, don't do this, don't do that. Don't wear a short skirt, don't wear trousers, don't put on duku, or don't wear makeup, or all the rules. If a person has an encounter with Christ, you don't need to bring rules. The encounter will tell how to live. The encounter will do that. If I have an encounter with Jesus Christ, I don't need you to tell me to break an addiction from my life. That encounter will automatically break off the addiction from my destiny. I'm telling you, I can plainly tell you that many people sitting here are not saved. Boldly. When I say that, I can ask you, what is your encounter? Your own personal encounter with Christ. The Bible said when Moses saw God, he fell like a dead man. The Lord touched him by his voice and gave him a rod. The Bible said when he left the rod, it became a serpent. He picked it by the tail. It became a rod. He put his hand in his clothes. He pulled it out. It became leprous. Pulled it back. Took it out. It became his hand again. He had an encounter. And then he asked God, what is your name? He said, I am. He said, what is the meaning of I am? He said, if you want water, I will be water. If you want fire, I will be fire. If you want wind, I will be wind. If you want mountain, I will be mountain. Encounter! This is what made him walk before Pharaoh and say, thus saith I am, let my people go. Encounter. There are many people, if you look at somebody like Gideon, the Bible said that in the night, an angel of God by the theophanic appearance appeared unto him and called him thou mighty man of valor. He said, if I'm a mighty man, why is my life this way? And why is Israel struggling? Where are all the testimonies our fathers told us? If God is God, let him prove himself. He said, in this your strength you shall arise and go. He said, I have chosen you for battle. He said, if you have chosen me, I'm going to put a fleece on the table. Let the fleece be wet. Let not the ground be wet. It was so. He picked it up. He said, not too fast. Let the ground be wet and not the fleece. It was so. Encounter in the morning, the Bible said, he had broken down the altar of the whole city down. And they asked, who did it? And they said, it is Gideon. The people wanted to stone him. He said, why do you want to stone me? If this thing has power, let it fight for itself. A dear way. Some say, "I bought some." It would to me, "Mama, no one come on." Encounter can make a person wild like a lion. Encounter, baby, the man in the back, as I say, "Hey, ago, I didn't do me no work, as I say, I didn't go there. I didn't want no baby, and I will be after, and I never go there." Encounter can make a person bold like a lion. Encounter, just one encounter can do that. Joshua's encounter is one of the amazing encounters that I have ever seen in the Bible. The Bible said they were fighting the enemy, and they got to the point that Israel, they don't know how to fight in the night, because in those days there were no electricity or generators or anything. And so when the sun goes down, it meant that Israel was going to lose. And then Joshua lifted his hand and said, Lord, let the sun stand still. Encounter stood the sun still in one place until Israel overcame. She will be to say, David, the Lord visited him. He plays, the 16th string, Pastor Steve, you are a musician. Play the 16th string, harp. Too skillful on it. And in the night when he plays it like that, the presence of God fills the caves of Abdullah. Until that God can say that this adulterous boy is a man after my heart. Encounter. In the night with him. When you look at the songs of David, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He is my strength and my rock, my God, in whom I will trust. He has become my salvation. Fight with them that fight with me. Contend with them that contend with me. Pull your spear. Stop the way of them that hate me. Look at his songwriting. He came out from an encounter. He knew God and could go further and said, test me. Search me, oh God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. If there be any evil way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Encounter can make a person say this unto God. The Bible said that he prepares my fingers for battle and my hands for war. Encounter can do that. In the night, the Bible said the lion came. David caught the lion by bare hands and destroyed it. The encounter of David, similar to that of Samson. So God in might and power. Obi will encounter. Obi to me a catch though. Jina Goliath and him was a war. Udi a tuoni a jana eba miso. Very asafre that Israel Kruji Nino the Wasopano and the make chawiti made the woonam would nip at the made beme yemun no ma and yasas mwa mumedi. Obi awen yang counter to bin kawe da, because the Bible said Goliath was a soldier, trained soldier from 9 years. At the age of 42, Abi Jina walki kemunu nim the walker. Who try ube boom mumi. I'm telling you. Hey, now you say you encounter David Kikawe, na Goliath stars akwea shemebufu. The Bible said, and he cursed David with the gods of Onunikurum, or the Nikurumenya mene domi David. Yeah. Yes, David with his gods. When you encounter a curse, we be nyaw. When you encounter, it didn't have no one more copy blindly. They want to talk like a few, they want to wear Jeremiah, Jeremiah, who be dancing, we move.
Because
a dear be your grace
is an invisible something that is working. Yeah.
Oh, you can clap.
Somebody asked me, so do you sleep? The way people mention your name and talk garbage, are you able to sleep? My son,
without an encounter,
or him, took 5 smooth stones, put it into his bag.
The Bible said, and when Goliath started running with a spear, David sling a stone.
It was only Benjamins who sling stones.
But how can a boy from the tribe of Judah sling stones? You know, and whilst he's slinging the stone, he's reciting, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. Thou anoints my head with fresh oil. My cup overflows. And so whilst he is slinging, Goliath is advancing. And the Bible said that when he got to close proximity, he released the stone. But Goliath had had the energy and a coin, baby. Baby, a coin, and he be kicked. Where be that? Even if he hits the hole, the stone will have to be that size to penetrate. The Bible said he chose 5 smooth stones. Why didn't he choose 5 rough stones? Encounter directs people. 5 smooth stones. Stone a card at the end of the wood. Went through that small hole. The stone penetrated into his brain. According to Flavius Josephus, the Jewish historian and theologian, that stone went into his skull. Or did they name the Bible too from David, who had never fought with a sword before, went and pulled the sword of Goliath and cut off his head. Exactly the words he spoke. The Bible said, and when the Philistines saw that Goliath was down, they fled. And Israel pursued by a young boy who was just entering into his 19th year. Encounter. How can an 18-year-old boy kill a giant? Encounter. So who here said, Israel, then he said, whoever can bring me the foreskin, of 100 Philistines, I will give my daughter as a wife. David pulled the sword of Goliath and quickly learned how to fight with a sword. Went and brought 200 foreskins of Philistines. I want my wife, sir. Wow. 18 years. 18 years. When him said he pay you, Mimi generation, 18 years. I feel no man pranchiaba. To catch them, say we Christiani without encounter. I feel up, you know, kofi odo be catch it out. What that boyfriend fear a dramai. With an encounter, you don't need me to tell you. Your conscience will speak to you. The Holy Ghost will talk to you. The Bible said this generation has a dead conscience. We call evil good and good evil. Light is darkness for us, and darkness is light for us. This is why, you know, iniquity is abounding. Without an encounter, you will be in church praying in tongues, but the Lord does not know you. The Lord does not know you. I wouldn't tell you, you know, don't go to this place.
Don't go to this party. These people are doing this. Don't go to another. The encounter will tell you, blesses the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not sit in the seat of the scornful, and who does not sit in the domain of the sinful, but his delight is the word of God. The encounter will do that. You may be on my before Jesus, and once you have a Jesus, I own. You have not encountered anything. And this is making it difficult for you to accept the gospel and live by the word of God because you have not encountered anything. Where is he today, Pastor Mary? Get him. Maybe let him come and share his encounter. He never stepped into this place before. He was still printing our stuff, but he never stepped into this place. Never. One day, and then he started seizing breath. Seizing breath. Before the car got to this place, he was off. Gone. They pulled him out of the steering and brought him here. Took him upstairs. There was a service or something going on. Prayed. Pastor Ahmed led some few people. Prayed for this guy. Prayed. He came back. When he got up or, you know, had a rude awakening, he started talking. You know, the Lord started speaking through this guy. First time in his life, he spoke in tongues. Started speaking. I see the world coming to an end. I see people running. I see sun. I see stars falling upon the earth. I see angels with canes like fire chasing human beings with iniquity. I see chaos that nobody can stand. This guy for 3 days could not sleep, talking like this and speaking in tongues for 3 days. Encounter Noah. You know, whilst they were going to stone her, Jesus stooped and wrote on the floor. And they pestered Jesus to speak. And so the Bible said when he opened his mouth to speak, he said, he who have not never sinned before, let him be the first to cast the first stone against this woman. When they left, Jesus asked the lady, where are your accusers? Then he said, I also do not accuse you. Go and sin no more. Everyone say yes, you know, Kran Abeka. And you want Abeka. Oh, dear. Would you have Jimmy? No, a dim name dance here. Send me, come a bunny who be a ye. I'm telling you. Encounter. Serious encounter. I know a gentleman at Abosukai. Mr. Ambedu knows him. Key up. One day, those days, mobile phones were very, very rare. Few people had it. Kiab was one of the few guys who had a mobile phone, had returned from Canada, and then was doing business in Abosoka. He didn't have so many shops like now. He had, I think, one or two. And then the call of God started coming on this guy. But in the phone, I shift from my papa, no, and all that. I didn't call and I said, damn. So they brought him into my house. He stayed in my house. They bring him in the daytime and pick him away in the evening. And they brought him for one solid week. Then someone woke up and said, "You never had this what in a gaso. Oh, be a such an agile. Oh, could you know a becatri? Oh, could you know a becatri?" They said, "Damn, sir, for 1 week." You don't need to say tenace. Purity was not a message that he needed somebody to preach. Ejaku, you are here. Tenase mera. Sit down and go. Ewa tenawata. Tenawa.
deep encounter. Somebody can have ye Christ osumi dia me hunu say aye honam Christ osumbi and all that, you know, blow an ox almost in amia from us what you on bed my head, then are you who are from woman can one more experience in chill, then you will understand why nipa bi wo no mu amawi ase nan kan no na me yes no an obeso because of the encounter. The Christ osumi na dan it is honam. When I'm asked, you know, I saw the name of friend, I'm Mizumi Kobe, and I say, you know, Mizumi Pesam, I call Alabaster Nibi, and I'm Pesini Penneunus, I'm Mizumi Sum Christo, and these few things. I'm sure, baby, you are sorry, and I'm Papa Bisu, Babu, I'm sorry, and I'm a Shia Branti, you are sorry. There are women sitting in church here. A Branti and was so bad, what is a Kaswan, what you be, you are sorry, maybe. I'm telling you. I had a friend who was not married. One day I preached in the church in Asalamda. And I realized, I said to the young girls, I said, the day your pastor will announce to you his wife, most of you will collapse. Church be war, eh? Bishop Benny Wood, a brother for the currency. That day, Bishop Benny Wood announced that this is the woman I will be marrying. Na flowers, sorry, hoko, drums, hoko, and one hoko, but you, and your man grow to Thomas, you see, I'm sorry, why, yes, you are there. It drew down when because it was not because they wanted to encounter Jesus Christ and his transformational power, but because they wanted to marry the pastor. Yeah. In a mammy for back. Omoenua ben kwankatin guntu fro fante fante. Na basket we kona we ba. O pastor, you're very real, mom. Coneba, Makai, praise your sorry be a press of no, I branched those days from where a basket of wood. Mama, I'll come for this. You know what I'm saying? Basket of wood, Obe Kono, with your basket, what can I say? Yeah, factory, basket factory was often there. With the banner, with the co, with the banner. I'm saying, Papa, with me, and then you are in there with me. Wouldn't papa agree, papa, wait a minute in your nina. Because we are looking for, and maybe let me bring it down to Alabaster. When people are looking for favors, the favors of the leader, they can go mad. Oh yeah, they can go mad. It is part of what we call church politics, the politicking of church. Yeah. Somewhere in the Mugroabekwa, just to get access. But the people who have encountered upon ya, oh no, Kron, only time to come and say hello. Only time a Pian warrior was to be in the presence of the Lord. And once they are in the presence of God and they are filled, anointed, touched by the Holy Spirit, that is enough. That encounter alone is enough. Our pastor in London, Pastor Kwejo, he was a lay preacher in another church. One day he went to wait upon the Lord in a place in London. The presence of God fell in the place. Why? He says, the Lord says, I should be a pastor in Alabaster. We prayed about that. God said, I send the boy to you. Help him. From here, he went and rented the premises, bought set of instruments, not with our money, his own pocket salary from his salary. Paid for all these things, started a church, worked on West London, East London church, and now have started a South London church. Encounter is driving this guy. The encounter. Oh, please. The encounter is driving this guy.
Hallelujah. Let me share my own personal encounter with you before I let Kweku speak to us. This encounter was not, you know, I've had lots of encounters, but I'm telling you what took us to Alabaster City. I've returned from London, you know, and when we came from London, we had to, this church, at a point we relocated. And for 3.5 years, nobody fellowshipped here. It was empty and vacant for 3.5 years. Whilst we were there, you know, we were trying to start, myself and Didi, we started a cell group. And then the cell group became a fellowship, a young fellowship that turned into a church. And, you know, at the time I was so depressed that I could not even, when we go, I don't preach. So I had not preached for 3 months. Didi was doing the preaching, And then one day I realized that, you know, the place has, contains 50 people, but now we are like 70 something. So some of the people sit outside. So yeah, you know, I was a bit agitated. And we'll be some say, oh, so can we be an sweet? I'm so, and then I'm preaching. I was like, who will preach? Every one will be any hand, who will preach? And Nipa, better now, but then who will preach? Oh, my bad, who will preach? No problem. Only suffer, no preach. So, took the microphone and preach. At the end, a baby nice set, said Tessano, nice road lights and everything. And then our time, I got 2 million, you know, be a bridge, I preach 10 television stations. So, my bridge, my bad back, I got 2 million, you know, me no, me, I'm not a hippo, me, but I'm a bumpire, many who a casa. Now, many who a casa, it's like you know me. Many who are casa like you know me. I'm not, you know, all the apanya wadad romabin. I don't do those things. I am real. I am real. I stand before God. I'd rather to you read my epidemic with him. Now, I mean, what you are saying, me catch us and me need you, baby, I'd be one poor. Now, me dear, me my bed 3 months, me shenan you meant to me, I'm a giant you with preaching you by force. And you obey kumi ye kumi. I can be and we can come. I'm Jai Chiriti. That night I had an encounter. I was in my bedroom. We were living at Ashonman Estate. I was in our bed, baby. The bedroom is upstairs. Me dampaswa prekupe me say 2 people. I've come from the wall into the bedroom. I'm sorry, because said then you me so fine. Some but abrosadi amunam wiemu ana amunam hezmo se kan wanu tum ya be chira kwan ya onipa fasu. I'm saying mazuma me me pezi me hunu kwan ya onipa fasu. Yes, me kasa no we are some here, we are some here. They pulled me from the bed. And then, whilst the bed is here, pulled me from the bed. Ebi omu free by no honey echo. Omu dimi dimi kaya kwa war ne ho. Timi bi say, hey, mu dimi tibaba war. Prekupe mi munu se, the wall turned into a lift. And then it opened, like an elevator or escalator. It opened. It opened here. Omu dimi uremu, then I saw my body falling down. Fell down to the room. And then umkutame still, and they enter. So we were entering, but I saw the body. Minimadia a yet time to sinipedia. When I saw the body lying down, we entered into that thing. It closed, and the sound I heard was the lift went very high. The air corner. I started hearing music. I can't describe what kind of genre of music or music now minti bi wo baby ada obi ani wa watonyum sa on earth amamate music from the voices of about billions of voices was coming into the lift, and then whilst we were going up it was becoming louder and louder, and then we went up, suddenly the lift stopped, it opened. Hey!
baby or baby. The light, the beauty, the glamour, the celestial angelic beings, the singing, oh, the glow, the glamour, the all. I feel you free lifting this up. Two people, two angels, one here. Your Gina angel. For those of you who have traveled out of the country, if you go to Heathrow Terminal 5, if you go to Oratambo Airport, Milano Airport, Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, you will find this kind of escalator. This escalator is flat. And yet steps the enemy. Flat. Oh, could be a boarding gate 52 or boarding gate 41. Which is very far away from like here to Apenkwa, then you stand on that escalator in Tiwonantini Nane de Woko, a flat. Bibisa, but this one is very fast. And it's taking us to the throne where the throne of God is. It drove us so fast. And then I started hearing a voice calling my name, Kofi Odro. I have given you an assignment. Why are you debating? Why are you debating? I know the best for you. I took you to the right location. Why are you debating? Remember, there is no time. I feel you kwa kwa kudru to say throw note say a honey screen. But the light is more than the sun. To want to be who all is brightness, and the voice is in the light. And he said, remember that this assignment nobody can do. The world will hate you, but I have your back. And the city I will love you to build for me, I will not rest until you have finished it. Remember, there is no time. The escalator stopped. And then it started going back. I'm saying, it's going back. And all that I could hear, remember there is no time. Remember there is no time. And now it was echoing. Whilst we were going back, but he said, remember there is no time. And then straight, we were back to the lift. We entered the lift, it shut. We are coming down. It opened. It was my bedroom. I saw my body again. These two angels, they held me left and right and forced me into this body. I have never seen anything airtight inside you. The moment they pulled me into the body, they went backwards, stepped into the lift, it closed. I woke up. And it was a revelation. The day was on the bed. Air condition was still 16 degrees. Normally, at that time of the morning, we don't even put it on because it's cold. But it was on. Strange, that day, she was not going to work. And then I said, she laughed. I said, don't laugh. Now, listen to the strange part. They were trying to wake me up for the past 40 minutes. And I couldn't wake up. They woke me up for 40 minutes. I couldn't wake up. When I woke me, Hillishia, the sweat I was sweating HNW3. Narrated the ordeal. I said, at the time I had returned from South Africa, we had some money, almost $40,000 to $50,000. We took the money and we started building Alabaster City. So Alabaster City, the building itself, nobody, no church member has one city in it. We closed the account and we started building the place. The Lord said, why are you arguing with me? I know what I'm doing. Why are you arguing with me? And we put up that place. And I'm praying, you know, today I've been there, I've waited on the Lord all day. The encounter took me there. It is whoop, catch him, say, ah, fine. I don't know, but the encounter will take me to a place of assignment. The encounter. Get up, sir. Come and tell us yours. Let's close. Here's one. Tell us yours. You have never come to this church before. You live two blocks, three blocks away from here. Papa we ne mame enkunya ena niye diya sorry ya ye kohono. Nam sisa ni mame enkunya ni na ni pensions kan wode toy 200 chairs. Busy men. Mame ne misa me se kufin kunya nundia me kana, you know. The woman for her said ye na me struggle na. Took the chairs away. But this guy has never come to this church before. Tell us your encounter. Come here. Come into the light. One day.
Then all of a sudden, I felt like I'm having a stroke. Moving my body. Then it moved to Kasabio. All I could speak was tongues. I can't speak the local dialect again.
But please, send me a word. No, I can't answer. Now I can be there.
You can be with Jesus. I struggled to speak to Kofi, but then the tongues was just flowing like that. And I'm catching Kofi say, I'm dying. And he drove all the way from, I'm used to Rafford on White, and he drove all the way to my house. But then when we got here, and something told me, say, Mami Kofi, membra, sorry. Now, Pastor Medi, so preaching was wrong. And you mean, sorry. So when you go and look at your visa, Uncle Fred, Pastor Medi, Bremna, Miu, something is happening to me. And you go, if you go, Fred, Pastor Medi, Baina, or the Miko, top horse. When we got there, I felt I was leaving my body, and my mouth was closing. And it was very difficult for me to open my mouth. But then, say, Bibi Manoa, it's only tongues that comes out. Maybe Manoa is only tongues, but then if I try to speak our local dialect in Emma, but I could hear it within me, say me kasa. But am I demon in Obiante? But then if I open my mouth, it's tongues. So that's when I heard Amedi saying, say, oh, we are having an encounter, don't worry, it will be fine. But then all of a sudden, I see big pillars and cloudy, and I hear a voice coming. So I heard a voice coming to me. But when I respond to the voice, it's tongues that I used to respond to the voice. That was something was happening. And see, what I hear, no, no, I can't. So from that part in there, it's a Amedi that can really tell you that part.
Okay, come and tell us what happened to, you know, him. From that day, this is what brought this young man to church. Obi anko kan chen is a Yesu do, but I'm sorry. No. Obi anko kan chen say Jesus loves you, come and be baptized. No. The encounter is what has positioned him here. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. So, Papa, when he came in, said your kind, so near your Bible school. So okay. The Bible school students were there. You're buying a mecca, so okay, let's pray for him. But I felt it was not that he was dying, but there was an encounter that he was having, because the whole thing didn't look like somebody who was dying. But he was saying, sir, he was dying. So he was telling me, sir, so Pastor Ahmed, didn't you who said me a call? He was saying it, but no, I think maybe he was hearing it as long, but he told me, sir, didn't you who said me a call? So yeah, we prayed for him and he calmed down a bit. So I asked them to bring him down so that I can finish with. And he was still speaking in tongues. Into Obeda Hase. He just came to lie here. He was speaking in tongues. And he spoke in tongues for hours. So it was just left with Meneno Ewohad. I despite the Bible school for now, Meneno Ewohad. And then he started talking about things concerning alabaster.
Okay.
He spoke about things, Nyoma, SCC, alabaster previously. the things that God is about to do concerning Alabaster City. He was talking about it. Then he started talking about me. He talked about my life. He talked about what God was going to do with me. And he okay, can you my baby? And then he started.
He said, Your Shenkom.
And he started talking about his life. Spoke about encounter Kaso Nyaya or the car tongues first time. He spoke about it. And that the fact that God told him at that time, say, when he would do the 40 years, he will use him to do something. And I think he was about 40. He was 40 then. That was last 2 years. He was 40 then. So he had the encounter at the same time. Now, okay, cut the things that God was going to use him for. And tongues are...
Wow. Somebody say encounter. Now, the point is this. This is the point. Onipa we say no. Oka chani se biya. Nienko crusade ya. Enya wawo na abe push no. Nienko asenka. Come and pray. Let's fast. You will not tell him. Diye wako huno. Diye wa experience no. In the Lord. A dimension of God. And wa experience no. That is what is going to be doing the job. Hallelujah. If anybody serving God without an encounter, I want to tell you that we didn't know of him. Now, if we say somebody has encountered Jesus, let me speak to you on five different dimensions of encounter. Five different dimensions. The first one is the encounter of the word. You will encounter God by the revelation of his word. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Matthew 24, 45. You will begin to, the Bible says, Matthew 24. All right. That's Luke chapter 24, rather. Very sorry. Luke 24, 45. Can we read together on the screen? Ready, go. Then he opened that they might turn it into a different version. Let's read from there. Ready and go. And when he went on to open their understanding of the word of God, showing them how to. Yeah. There is an encounter that Jesus himself breathed on them and opened their understanding to be able to understand the word of the Lord. Bible no encounter. They can bring you the word of the Lord. They speak by revelation of the encounter they have encountered God. It may be said, have you read the word today? And you tell me no. It's because there is no attraction from an encounter. What be a when you encounter, sister? Sorry, I know panu anke nga babro na kasi ni bibi ya ira. Kasi ya jibi biye frinensa. Hallelujah. He opened their understanding to understand the scriptures. Take it to a different version. Let's welcome my pastor to the service. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. All right. This is a different version. Let's read it together. Ready and go. All right. I love the Amplify. Let's do that. When you read Acts chapter 4, verse 13, Jesus had been with these guys, these disciples. And the Bible said, and now when they saw the boldness that Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. The reason that they had been with Jesus had made these unlearned and ignorant men so bold to declare the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Say amen. Yeah. Because
When you encounter the word, it takes you into prayer and fasting. Mark 9:29. It takes you into the word and prayer. That is the second dimension of encounter. If somebody encounters Christ, you encounter prayer deep. And you will be never, and you empire no your bohram ni be. Call him a bumpire. Sometimes when we come to the team on a bumalima. Spirit, you're dry. A man with an encounter. Pastor Richard was in coma for 3 weeks. Whilst he was lying down, they told me, this boy will get up with an encounter. This boy will get up with an encounter. Abraham, tell you story. I'll start this walk a story. Beach them. I'll call you and I'm saying, I'm going to. Then the universe, the recovery ward, no catch them and said, whilst he was in coma, he encountered the Lord Jesus, who told him, said, and you know, I am not the person who believe too much in those things. The reason is because when it's an encounter, it's your personal encounter. And Jesus said, I have given you another chance to go and preach the gospel. I gave you another chance. The only reason is go and preach the gospel. If you are down in now, see a man of Quan won't go preach it. I'm so grand to me and to head in preach. Tigrofon won't know more on your choir. I see a form of a head movie any park where I hire a hospital. Which is any coffee drone, a bang as I'm the drop. I hire a hospital. Call a boy, the fool way say to me, a hospital. And to be a peer one, doctor phone in and say, oh, Prophet Odroti. Or say, someone will send me any packet to her. Someone will send me any packet to her. When we leave, and I've been on the ball, Panyabi, I'm our father. God told this guy, he said, I've given you another opportunity. Go and preach the gospel. This is why this boy can go and Sunday after church, call up on a new Madina market. Yep, we're preaching our sorry area. Or Sunday, could jump. The encounter will take him there. Say any power we were different from some Afro alabaster soft will be full from being. I'm say go preach you will be a Nima market. Onunu ni enti ame song go Nima market. We enso men somano but encounter edena kuji now. So without an encounter, oh please. So Jesus said, "This kind cometh not by nothing except by prayer and fasting." We share said the Christ will form pay at top form. Spirit, you're dry. You need an encounter of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There is an encounter of wisdom when anybody encounters Jesus. First Corinthians. Let's read God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Bible said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That means that there is a wisdom of God. Wisdom of God.
When I'm talking about the wisdom of God, I seriously will want you to, let's read book of James and let's differentiate the wisdom. Hallelujah. Book of James. James chapter 3, let's start from verse number 13. Start from verse 13. The Bible said in verse 13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. And then in the 14th verse, if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. In the 15th verse, this wisdom descended not from above. So he is saying that there is a wisdom that comes from above. But any wisdom that is, you know, sensual, earthly, and devilish, it does not come from above. It is the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world can tell you, say, where the 40 na winya nware ya pebeme binenengo wa nware kura wawo. It's the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world made one of my pastors who used to be with us tell another young lady in this church, wisdom of the world. Wisdom of the world will tell you, and then why in a bit me, oh, beba ben abes one in a tina, one in anna, or no better na kuzis obe waro. Wisdom of the world is saying that. Now, Papa, wisdom of the world, I've said, you know, this is how people can come to the place of gayism and lesbianism, and they feel like, we're not waiting here. Ubi no so peso ne beema, ya omo no omo beema, na se enye mea. No, 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 no. No. Abusudia ni awurade achiwade hasotwe ni baby be fa ho. I'm telling you. One more penny bone so. One more many pa their concern. Let me tell everybody tonight. Evil is evil. I don't care how you polish it. Evil is evil. And this generation, your premier coma to the point. Me say, one day you will come and see people sleeping with each other in church. That you will see is coming. Because looseness. When people are loose, allow anything, permit anything. Very soon, we will be speaking blasphemy against God. Very soon. The wisdom of God comes in a mystery. Let's read on from verse number 16. The Bible says, for where there is envy and strife, there is confusion. And everybody, this one, let's read it in my language. You know, what's in na di any time any man so chain a war a hona saka saka any. My version say the huyo any apriapriya wano boni biye timisi hubi. That's my version. The huyo noise. Bo any sakasaka yo ewono apriapriya boni biye timisi wo. Niye boni na wo niye boni. Go to the next verse, verse number 17. And then in English, he said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, is peaceful, is gentle, is easy to be entreated, turn it to GNT. You know, but the wisdom that is from above, first of all, it is also peaceful, gentle, friendly, is full of compassion, produces a harvest of good deeds. It is free from prejudice and hypocrisy. That kind of wisdom that comes from above, wisdom from above told Joseph, how can I commit this adultery against God and myself to sleep with my master's wife? Nobody is here. Nobody will see. But the wisdom of God will say no. No. Timu amu evade duty. Muya ECG. Any water. Ubiya unhu. But the wisdom of God says no. Every day you program. Any abre baye. ECG for. Where meet and yes, a network fine goes into to a unigusua in ye. I'm saying, I'm young connected direct, and I'm saying, and came at this one. The wisdom of God will say, no, no. Timuamudi JD agrono. I say, you know, okay, Dampanason, I'm enough from, you know, not from BBNC. The Bible said, ni why in the best way you go to cook and she shall ever show ever show divanza may actor na mama comfort ye actress near she our set so what did you make you to be in country say we do say actor either actress so na adie we adie wa enye adwuma enye adwuma enti me bomb pa yesrema wo din na gentlemen o mo wa nsa ha 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 ye ne movie bi o ha ye ji bi bi o he manuscript doesn't enye Abraham Teba Gwanga and Jamu say, now producers and pursue more a nude scenes. I said, I don't do that. Because why, you know, Omu Yini free movie. Umfa. And if I cry about you, then I say, any ABD. Wisdom of this. Or him, I'm a man, Casa Montreal. When you meet the new may be goopy beam. Now I saw you marry. God will try your works in fire. I'm talking to the wise only. And I don't care how people would downplay the counsel of God. His word is his word. And one day his word will try your works. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13. 1 Corinthians 3 13. In King James Version, the Bible says, every man's work shall be made manifest. The day will declare it because it shall be revealed by fire. The fire shall try every man's work. What sort it is. In the 14th verse. If any man's work abide, he shall build thereon. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. In 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as by fire. As I'm wearing a ye unbelievers, as I'm no can away, yea, ting, I'm if ye know, ye na no heaven, ubeny mwebura, but even in heaven, or not there, people will suffer loss. Be true, You will know. And you will be a good gem. About your men can hang on some nature, or may keep you be a doubt with him. You will know. I'm telling you, that Dano, you will be shocked. Be a surprise. Any problem, I know you will be a conormal to tell him. Now, you're dry and umbibri, over one year 2 year guzum. And piano ubehuno. Did you answer what you know when you know what you are? I told you the mind of God. Hallelujah. Let me talk to you about the last dimension of encounter, and that is the encounter of grace. I'll close with that because we are saved by grace through faith. It is not your works, it is the gift of God that you know. You have been blessed with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. I'll read to verse number 12. Ephesians, the second chapter, the 8th verse. The Bible said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith. It is not yourselves, it is the gift of God." The 9th verse, "Not your works, lest any man should boast." The 10th verse, "For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained that we should walk in them." 11th verse, the Bible says, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands." Last one, the Bible said that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, let me put it this way. Put it in a different version and then I will just read that line. Yeah. "And you lived in this world without hope and without God." Another version. In this one, he says, hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. In another version, he says, having no hope in his promise and living in the world without God. Another version, he says, without hope, without God. And then ESV or something, possibly he said, having no hope and without God in the world. Don't live your life like you don't have hope. I'm not talking about hope. No. I'm talking about hope. The hope that this world will end and another is coming. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. The Bible talks about the new Jerusalem. The Bible said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first earth and the first heaven and earth had passed away." This one will pass away. Yesterday we were watching the television, CNN, and I told you that you see all these skyscrapers of Hong Kong, everything will come down. Everything will come down. Ejabeshinina. It will pass away. In verse 2, the Bible said, as I close, and I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming from God. Sister, new Jerusalem, new Jerusalem is not he is a good man or he is a good woman. New Jerusalem is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not your goodness, not your niceness. Oh, he's a nice man. He built an orphanage for us. No. You don't know Jesus, you are going to hell. I don't care how good you are. It's about the relationship. We are here to develop that relationship. When you love somebody and you are developing that relationship, it doesn't come through one way. It comes through gifts. It comes through respect. It comes through honor. It comes through all kinds of ways. This is why we study the word, we pray, we worship, we give him glory, we give seed, sowing, tithes, offerings. Nina is given that relationship. And then above all, we come to fellowship. Do not forsake the assembly of the brethren together. We come to church to develop that relationship. Boyfriend, whatever you want to call it. Another woman, another man, I any deep, you could have woke out big job. Whoa, big job. Missa could answer, oh, baby, no. You will not ask. Hey, sister. Hallelujah. Ishi, the reason is because wukura. Me play football. Me shed the football echi. But I was reading on the blog. When I say blog, I'm not talking about these boys here. And then I'm gonna handle women. That's not what I'm talking about. Because when we talk about blog, it's about article writing. You know, I was reading on an article of a footballer who has divorced his wife few days ago, 3-4 days ago, and he didn't cry. Me shed am fan to me. The way moon now that you do me to him. Hey, I mean something go you my name you are say divorce and I'm say oh say what the name I mean the Japadi na man my men I find it go see him. Mo yama near my yad you mo yama near my dempa. It even said your boy I was with Johnny no attempt mammy picture no dear to gamma me picture they send your bonnet. Yeah. But the point is that. If you feel that something that is rightfully yours has been given to another person, Unim nipa dodo ewo kuro mu ha me pese me ji omo eye me yaso omu ko jem e ma suma ase ko ji omo akọ ya ase won ti ase ese ma se sama dwene ese me ji omo suma nya me suma jo na akọ awon go na ase unya me minimo mi be koyi osi be kunkum o mi duro hope wo be se sama dwene aka se you know me nya nkomiri ache omo Jonah and Zuko Vidrole Gudro. Nana Yami Batu TM Fris. What would Kurana, you know? But the jam and I bet it. The tenant by heart, Oguso Tia, Nangro fast, I tear repent. Yamasa catch on 70 at home. I don't know. Why would India and Amiga? Hallelujah. How much more God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That everybody who believes in him, he doesn't care what you have done. He wants a relationship. You fall, he picks you up. You fall, he picks you up. You fall million times, he picks you up million times. He is not vexed with you. All he is looking for is a relationship. Finish. And that relationship is what brings the encounter. And that encounter is what bonds the relationship. Adam and Eve, you know, you may be strong, anopa enyumre, anopa enyumre. Can you imagine that? God Almighty visits them every morning, every evening. Relationship. Without a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ, you are on your way to hell. My baby, for Christo, me deny me, we are not me crying, kwa, wasi me impiwi, me nye. Me ni de de tina ye. I can tell you that apart from the grace of God that is keeping us, if there is something that is also guiding us, minim no so well, ompewe, adia ompe, minye. The moment you don't do that, there's peace. There's peace all the time. Peace. Yet yasa say sona. Yes, is in your metidase. The world is becoming darker and darker. Darkness is covering the whole world. Darkness. What we knew Christianity to be, no, it's not. It's not again. Now Christianity has become like, some showmanship. Sunday we show up and then we return to what we are doing in the weekdays. And we show up today. All right, next week. A child of God opens your scripture, share time of fellowship with the Lord. In the morning, in the evening before you sleep, you are building up. It will more aware, declare a fast for yourself. Your encounter will determine how to and you say, me, why am I back? Or party, 50th anniversary, or birthday. One mommy brandy. Oh boy. So, back, okay. Me money, dear, me, my son, she didn't go for dear. I'm about to invite an easily go, huh? So, if we call a frost or could draw a more brain a glass of a. A bowl glass of a university and then you buy it. No shiny trousers. And you should buy it. Papa's off when you should buy no shiny trousers. If you hot now, if you are so need them. But see what you mean to care free cool food to ya. Ebesha the whole week. Sunday, no one drive there could preach. We ya ni fee uncle one sent to know about. So if we will say upon Jingo ye Nisua. They say. Iwo ye me ya bisi ne. Odo se mi nimse nga na ju preach ya we preach ya bi bre ho ne me nya adwen. Par me ka chense pa pay enya adwen na wo ni nya me asem onye no. Iba ya only quoting scriptures and presenting the word of God. Your opinion to the word of God is of no account. Nya me kasa wa dwen chire wo hia. And I might have a midru throne and image then Musa Sapi Mahokwanya. A brand I call a canyon hole. Yanya the canyon call area ho Muba Honan will be our canyon. A railway, mind the day, Nibia Bema is one of ECG's bosses. And the chain canyon 32 poles for free. And what about area hobby? To be catch there, you was a midway canyon hole. The preacher or her can hear you generator by going away. You spark here is his own dream. To me, back it come way at you. No, send up my opinion is of no. The gold room, so I'm saying, who don't know the tears as his audience are hands over by your coffee. I have a funny pee. Funny pee, funny pee. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Can you help me with my key? Everybody that is online, please. This night is a night of encounter. Lift your two hands and pray in the spirit for just 10 seconds. He that speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to man but to God. In the spirit, he speaks mysteries. In the spirit, he declares mysteries. Oh, Shadada Ivarahel. Tonight is a night of staring. I want to hear your voice. Tonight is a night of staring. It's a night of revival. Hey! Rabada Bahadekova. Rantom Ragazga. Jadadadadaha. Rabada Bahadosh. Prandos Brindes Gria. Gria! Susu Gadiba.
Frantanaba Anto. Can I hear you now? Baria Antush. Kiadados. Hatia Lakosh. Rabademos. Kia. Lift it up, lift it up. Lift it up. Shada da da da. Dia de de de. Revive us again. Stir us again. Touch us again. Move in us again. Work on us again. Hiya, ya, ya. Diana. Zia la la la. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift it up. Panta Tida. Zia da kadada. Oh, another. Yes, another. Oh, another. Ah. Oh, put a song there for us. We need another. Another. Yes, another. Oh, another. Oh, yes, another, another, yes, another, oh, another, Lord, we need another touch, another touch, another touch, another. Oh, another. Let me read you through. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 12, verse number 7 downwards, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible said, "But the manifestation of the gifts is given to every man to profit with while." In verse 8, the Bible said, to one is given the spirit of word of wisdom, to another word of knowledge by the same spirit. In the 8th verse, he said, to another is given faith by the same spirit, and to another healing, the spirits of healing by the same spirit. In verse 10, the Bible said, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, another descending of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 22, the Bible said in that particular place, he said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. He goes on and said, meekness, temperance. Against such is no law. So we have the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight we want to lift our voices and ask the Holy Ghost, tear up the gifts in us and the fruits in us in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your voice? Ayayaya. Lift your voice like trumpet in the name of Jesus. We need a revival of the Spirit. Fire! Zantomosh. Zia de Kedenadabosh. Apadia. Lift your voice. Lift it. Lift. Hey! Diana. Zizi Gadia and Telele. Can I hear your voice now? Rabba de Bo. Shadadadada. Dia. Ziadadada. Aparabahadia. Let there be a stirring, a stirring, a stirring of the Holy Ghost. wadache nyane na Kristo njirema fire ya diya wope. In the name of the Lord Jesus, can I hear your voice right now? Akia deba antono no no ashanta na banana no akia no 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 asanta no 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 akia deba antono no 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 akana no no no. Stir us, stir us again, stir us. Stir us again. Dia na na na. Tola na. Shana. Stir us again. Dia na na. Tola na 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 na. Mayanare, 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 Savoja. Kenaya, Boyashi, Kenaya, Biao, Boyashi, Biao. Revive us again. Revive us again, O God. Hallelujah. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord and remember to bring every request and every desire of your heart before the throne of God before we close. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. In this atmosphere, I want you for 30 seconds only pray for Ghana. We're praying that God will visit our country and heal us. May we have an encounter. May the nation encounter Christ. Ah, may the nation encounter Christ. May the nation encounter Jesus. That is the prayer of the church. Even as we pray for a global revival, may we encounter Jesus. If this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, then let it rain. Oh, if this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, then let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain. If this is your prayer, this way, if this is your presence, then let it rain. May we never be lukewarm. May we never be dead in our faith. May our conscience never be dead. May we never be in coma. Because the people that are in coma are not dead, but they are not alive. May we not go passive. We want to be on fire for Jesus. May we have the courage to call evil evil and good good. May we have the courage.
to stand for something, because a man must stand for something. In the name of Jesus, make us a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Make us your ambassadors on earth. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Today, everybody watching me, I normally don't do this on Bible study. Whatever nation where you are, whether it's Ghana, Nigeria, wherever, whatever the currency is, if you can give the Lord $100, I will pray with you. If you don't have $100, whatever you have, give it as your offering. You're on the airwaves, £100, $100, 100 euros, 100 RMB, Canadian dollar, whatever it is, rand, Schengen, whatever, the currency. If you have 100, it's fine. If you don't have 100, no problem. Whatever you have, lift it up. Let's pray. I declare that your seed will speak even as Balaam stood by his burnt offering. And the Lord honor him. May the Lord favor you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. If this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, let it rain. Oh, if this is your power, ah, this is your glory. If this is your presence, let it rain. Oh, let it rain
all over me.
Yeah.
Let it rain all over me.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
If this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your
presence,
let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Now for them, you sang beautifully. Thank you. How many people are blessed tonight? Maybe let me ask, how many people have encountered Jesus tonight? Amen. My prayer throughout the day for you, whilst I was waiting upon the Lord, is if you sleep tonight, may Jesus visit you. May you have an encounter you have never had before that will change your faith and change your heart and your mindset. In Jesus' name. We are preparing for our all night in 2 weeks' time. And I'm encouraged. It's going to be an awesome prophetic all night. Say amen. Tomorrow for us in Bible, because there's a prophetic service. 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. You can't miss it for anything. The Lord bless you. Dan Grantham is on United Television tomorrow dawn. And our program on OK 101.7 FM also start at 5 a.m. The Lord bless you. Your two hands are lifted. Close your eyes and commit your life into the hands of the Lord. For everybody who watched us tonight, it is a time of rededication. And may the Lord bless you and honor you. Thank you in Jesus' precious name for all of us. From all of us here in Alabaster International Ministry, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I'll catch you next time. Seeing even blasphemy come into the pulpit. Blasphemy against the name of God, His throne, His kingdom, and the people that dwell in heaven. In other words, now people can easily and loosely speak against Bible patriarchs and matriarchs. Instead of us defending the word, the gospel, the text, the pulpit, the name of the Lord, His kingdom, We are supposed to be doing the apologetics, the defense of the word of God. Rather, we have become the people that is speaking blasphemy. And when I look at the mockery in church, mockery in the house of God, and mockery in the pulpit, when I look at the extent by which we have taken the name of the Lord into certain things, when I even look at how we have degraded the prophetic ministry and brought it to useless things, I will repeat to you this morning, the prophetic ministry, you know, it is not for useless things. It is for weightier matters. And somewhere here would have is what the prophetic is used for. Not for useless and, you know, frivolous, loose things. No.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.